Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
I'm pleased to say we're joined by Jason Trost, who is the founder and CEO of the betting exchange Smarkids, which is a London-based fintech firm. Jason, thanks so much for your time this morning. It's really good to have your perspective. Things are getting tougher now for tech companies on both sides of the Atlantic as we face into economic slowdown, economic recession. How has Smarkids been affected so far?
Good morning. Yeah, as you rightly point out, tech was one of the big winners of the pandemic. And one of the things that I underestimated, and I think a lot of people underestimated, was the effect on interest rates vis-a-vis investment in fintech and tech in general. And it's been really illuminating to see how much the interest rates really affect investors' attitudes towards growth versus profits. So Smarkids was profitable years ago, and it was quite out of favor because all the other fintech companies were growing and pushing investment over profits. But the big change that's happened really recently is everybody's switched, and now all investments, all eyes are focused on profits over growth, and so. Smarkids is just like all the other tech companies, all the other fintech companies. We're starting to prioritize profits over growth.
What does that mean for you as the CEO of a company, though, in terms of your decision-making processes? How difficult is it to switch from a situation where, as you say, the access to money was pretty easy to a situation where you have to be much more careful about how you control your finances?
To be honest, it's been pretty tough. It's been a pretty fast transition from money is cheap and free to money is very expensive and hard to access. And so, it's basically trading long-term gains for short-term gains. And so you have to shift the strategy of the company. And so we've killed a lot of programs that had long-term payoffs, but short-term were expensive, and we're prioritizing stuff that's more profitable in the short term. So fortunately, Smarkids is a very agile company. We're able to adapt, but it has been a big transition. And I imagine it's been a big transition for a lot of tech companies.
Yeah, I mean, the speed of change, that's caught everybody, hasn't it? Look, one of the things that fintech companies do compete on, though, is obviously talent, particularly amongst engineers. Is there then an opportunity, even amidst sort of quite difficult times, to access people that you might not have been able to access before? I mean, London has attracted a lot of fintech talent from across Europe, but also obviously the big names out of Silicon Valley often are based in London.
It's a double-edged sword. So I would say good engineers are able to get jobs anytime, anywhere. So there's always a lot of competition for the best of the best. And most tech companies want the best of the best. And so, that competition will stay the same. I think the big thing that will be interesting is the FANG companies, the big expensive tech companies were buying up the best talent. And so, I founded my company in 2008 in London, and the amount of salary inflation for software engineers has been enormous over the last 15 years. And I think one of the big things will be interesting is that with the removal of cheap money in the system, perhaps we'll see a rebalancing of the price of what engineering talent is worth. So, like the Googles, Facebooks, Netflix of the world were able to spend $500,000 for a top software engineer. That has a huge trickle-down effect on all the other tech companies in the ecosystem. And so I'm really interested to see, with this rebalancing of the interest rates and the new economy, if top talent becomes more accessible for a wider swath of companies.
Companies in your sector have grown very quickly, and they've become accustomed to having that level of growth, throughout the past sort of 10 years at least, if not much longer than that as well. Is this a downturn like any other in any other sector, or is it going to be much more difficult in tech because of the speed of change?
I think it's going to be quite a difficult moment in tech because I think most of the founders founded their companies after the 2008 crisis. We were quote unquote fortunate to have founded it during the crisis, so we learned to get by with very little money. But I think a lot of the more recent tech startups were built on high growth and access to cheap capital. And it's very difficult culturally to change your company from money's cheap and easy, growth at all costs mentality towards a let's be very careful with money and try to aim for cash flow positive. So I would say, I think there's going to be a big shakeout in tech, because I think a lot of the other tech companies don't have the right DNA to sort of be efficient with their money. So it'll be interesting to see which companies can survive in the new world. And I think you'll start to see some other big names, maybe not necessarily fall, but definitely get knocked down a few pegs.
You're headquartered in London. Is it still a good place to do business and to kind of survive the downturn? Have you ever thought about moving elsewhere?
There's pros and cons to England, the UK. I would say the UK, a lot of British people actually don't know this, but I think the UK has one of the best legal frameworks for businesses. Contract law, employment law, raising money, all these sort of things around creating companies are amazing the way it's enshrined in English law. Mm. I would say Brexit has made things more difficult for hiring talent outside of the UK. And, you know, certainly at Smarkets, we were hiring lots and lots of Europeans. And so that's more challenging. I think on balance, the UK is a great place to do business. But I think right now, with the uncertainty of Brexit, things are trending down. And I hope that, you know, the rumors of the Swiss style market are not just rumors, and the UK is trying to think of ways that it can get back into the single market.
Are you encouraged by what you've been hearing from political leaders in the UK on that front? I mean, that report came out over the weekend about this talking towards a Swiss style arrangement, and then we had the Chancellor saying yesterday that they were going to stick to the agreement they have now.
Yeah, I was very encouraged about it. My guess is it was a trial balloon to try to gauge public opinion. I'm very encouraged by it. I think Britain should be doing everything it can to try to get back into the single market. I think that was one of the biggest mistakes the country's made. And I'm very optimistic that the country will come around.
Okay. Look, the opinion polls do seem to be changing. Jason, then just a thought for in terms of entrepreneurs right now. If you think about having to start your business, what would be a key piece of advice for anyone trying to start a fintech firm in London? With the UK still trying to attract that kind of entrepreneurial talent, what would be your key pointers?
The irony of the downturn is it's never a better time to start a business than during a downturn. Even though it's harder to raise money, that's true. It's you have less competition in the market. So if it's harder for you to raise money, it's harder for everybody else to raise money. And there's less, I guess you might call it, silly money in the system. And, you know, during the last 10, 15 years, there was a decent amount of crazy money in the system, which makes it harder to hire people, makes it harder to get the attention of your customers. And so I would say to future entrepreneurs, don't be discouraged by the downturn. Some of the best companies in the world were founded during the downturn, and it can be a great opportunity for people that can figure out something that customers want that they don't have access to right now.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.